Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to the conversation. Great is our Lord, and mighty in power, his understanding has no limits. Psalm 147:5. My name is Kyle, and welcome to the conversation. Today in the conversation, we're going to talk about Brady Hoke. How does he let himself get fired? I don't understand. Do you want to let me know how he got himself fired? I had a claimed sideline toe or something and said I had to resign. But guess what? Mama's called up Jim Harbaugh. But I don't think he's going to leave the NFL. My views on that. Also, Manchester United is moving up on the Premier League table. Plus, one big thing that I've been kind of talking about and people have kind of made this point clear to me is two wrongs don't make a right. You need to grow up. And also, several wonderful, positive stories as we go into the holiday season. Folks, welcome to the conversation. What a great day it was. So, it's been a good week, except for the fact that I have an infection and I've been coughing my lungs out for a while and because I got mucus, but I'm doing not too bad. I feel great. So, I got antibiotics and cough medicines and all this stuff, and so I'm doing a lot better. That was Monday when I actually went to the doctor. I'm one of the few men that actually go to the doctor. So, yeah. That's how that works out. You know, it's going around somewhere, so. So. Also, I can't believe Brady Hoke got himself fired. I mean, when you look at how bad his season was, I would have made up anything to resign. To resign. Sideline toe, whatever you want to call it. Coach's ear, I don't care. Make something up. Brain cloud. Say, hey, I'm not making it. This and this and this. Because that way, if you go somewhere else, say, hey, well, I was having issues. That's why the season went to tank, and now I've hallelujah, I'm cured. And guess what? You would be. And you resigned, not fired. You know, and good old Blue is called up alum Jim Harbaugh. Will he take the job? I don't think so. He's in the NFL. I mean, the problem you deal with the NFL is nothing. I remember there was an interview with Joe Paterno, and he did something during this interview, and he goes, I just made a major NCAA violation. Okay? There's too many regulations with college football. Go to the NFL, there's less regulation. You can get away with more stuff. And get more money. And would Jim Harbaugh leave? I don't think so. Who knows? I can see him leaving, maybe. But that's just me. I really don't see him going anywhere. But just my little rant on that. You know, if I was, I'd make something up. No, my bad. I need to resign. I'm like, oh, we're just gonna give you a promotion. Seriously, but, you know, Purdue University, you know, we got a decent coach, but they ain't got no good players. I mean, will Brian Kelly stay at Notre Dame? I mean, he's been decent this year, tanked. I don't know. I guess my point with all this stuff is, okay, it's college, right? Education. They need to do is they need to pay you like a base salary. Every coach gets a base salary. and you get, let's say, a bonus for every win you get, and a bonus for every graduate you have. And there's a bigger bonus for the graduate you have than the wins you have. To keep your players wanting to stay at university and get a degree instead of NFL. NFL is like the lottery, folks. Yeah, you might get $24 million in 3 years, but okay, well, it's not coming in constantly. So what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to run out of money. You know, if you can sit there and say, oh, can I get that in yearly installments for 30 years, like $400,000? That way I know at least I'm getting something for 30 years. I'd be doing some mighty fine stepping to try to find something to, you know, I love your razor. See if you can get, you know, endorsements or something to help you out. Because if not, you're going to be bankrupt in 5 years. Half of the NBA players 5 years out of the league are bankrupt. Okay? If you make an incentive with the coaches where they get a bonus for people that graduate, that's why I like Bob Knight so much. He had one of the highest graduation rates. Sort of like Dale Sr. He was intimidating on TV. That's what Bob Knight was. He was an irate tyrant, but if you're friends with him, call him up. He'd be there for you. How you doing? How's your mom doing? Yeah. I went and spent about 3 hours with him. Are you doing all right? Yeah. Come on over. Let's talk. That's the kind of man he was behind the scenes that you didn't see. That ESPN didn't show you. That's how Dale Sr. was. They got a phone call about this kid that was not doing very well and was really sick and cancer and stuff. And lo and behold, one of the guys from DEI got a phone call and he goes, I just want to thank you. Dale Sr. called last night and talked to my son for 3 hours. And like 2 days later, like he called him on Monday, let's say, Wednesday, a truck showed up with a box loaded with the die-cast cars, die-cast trucks, shirts, hats, stickers, ticket holders. Add a thing for any race he wanted to call this number, and they would get him tickets to any race, pit passes, you know, garage passes for his family, everything. You didn't see that on the track. Well, Dale said he never means to wreck anyone out. Well, he never means to wreck anyone out. Dale never means to do that. He just wrecked that SOB. Well, see what happened, Jerry, is, you know, when I was going around at Bristol, I was going around into turn three, into four, and, you know, I just meant to rally his cage. I didn't mean to turn him around. But off the track was a different Dale Earnhardt. And that's all Bob Knight was. And what you need to do is we need to get, because, okay, what if you don't make it in the NFL? Most don't. You don't want to have something to fall back on. Or let's say you make it in the NFL. You want to have the ability to fall back on something after the NFL. You know? On to Manchester United. Now, you know, you look back at some of the old English teams back in the day, they worked a job and then they played for the team. You know, they worked in the mines making 20 quid a week. And guess what? Now, they got to go play football. Now these people make millions of dollars in endorsements and their own colognes and deodorants. And we won 2-1 over Stoke City yesterday. Great game. Forgot to tell my girl about it. Sorry, but she's probably working too. So I was just watching the things on my phone. And we got 3 more points. So we're moving up. We're still in fourth because we're way back in points, but we're starting to come around. Now, the real test will be if we got to take on a, you know, like a Man City or, you know, Liverpool, whatever, or a decent team, and see how we do against a better team. Not that Stoke City's bad by any stretch, but I think we're going in the right direction. We're probably better than I thought we'd be. I mean, I thought we'd be decent, you know, with room to grow and learn and get better. Like I've said for years, their coach, his plan doesn't work. It just does, you know. And the goal just kind of, what the heck? We one step away from being the worst start we've had in decades. And now look at this. We're rocking. His plan doesn't always work. It just works. I just want to backtrack a little bit because I totally forgot about this. I had my pain management appointment this morning for my myopathy. And thanks to the CBD oils I'm on, I am no longer needing the clinic, which I passed the test last test. Because that's the first thing they would have said. Well, we didn't have a talk, but I passed it, and the gums and all that don't have any THC in there or nothing, because it passed a very high-end drug test. So that's good to know that it's not in there. And in the process of all that, I'm like, so where do we go from here? Because the CBD is, she's like, are you kidding me? I said, yeah, I've been able to eliminate my muscle atrophy with everything. And she looks at me like, holy heck. And I'm like, well, she goes, well, we have your, you just have to re-sign the contract again. And you probably start with me because you're one of our best patients. You know, you didn't have anything wrong. You did everything by the books. You weren't trying to get more medication or increase it a lot, you know, and we'll go from there. And if you need us in the future, we're always here. You know, if, hey, if this medication's working for you, great. She's almost like I said, the Z-Coil pain relief footwear I use, you give those to half of the people there, they probably wouldn't need, depending on what their ailment is, as much pain. If it's like, give it to the chiropractor. 3/4 of his patients wouldn't need if they got Z-Coil pain relief footwear. Like I told her, before they go to their medication, she'll say, no, don't take that. Try this first. And there's been several people who didn't go to their meds. So I didn't need them. And like I said, I used to need to take my medication, have it in my system going before I got to work. And then with these shoes, I could wait till almost 12 o'clock. And it got to the point where with this oil and stuff, I don't need, and let me tell you, you'll try a pink tutu if it claims to relieve pain or anything if you're dealing with it. You'll try anything when you deal with vertigo. I don't want to sit there and be in the bathroom throwing up 75 times because I'm getting dizzy. You'll try anything. And I'm giving it to a lady at work. She was, it was, you know, her Aunt Flo came by, and she was look like, beep. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's that time of the month, and yada, yada, yada. So I put a little bit on a cherry-flavored oil and a teaspoon, and she wouldn't know what it, if I said CBD, she wouldn't know what it was. And just stick this on your tongue, wait about a minute at least, and then swallow it. Busy as heck, I get back to work. 3 hours later, I'm like, so how'd it go? How are you feeling? Good. What the heck was that? Oh, it's botanical oils that are good for pain relief and stress relief and all this stuff. And she's like, wow. Holy cow. So don't be afraid to try stuff. And I think my sister says one time, she goes, all you do is seem to watch YouTube. I'm like, when I'm watching YouTube, a lot of times, it's neat just to, I do it, like, if I'm going to buy something, like, I'm looking at upgrading and getting a microphone. I actually found some people that did a reviews on it, And, but I think there's like many different types, because there's one that when the guy takes it apart, it has two circuit boards, and I think depending if they, to save money, if they wire this circuit board up or this one up, you get the different model. And there's one where a guy has the same type of thing, but when you take it apart, it has a spot for a battery. So, but from what I could hear, it sounds really good, because like the way I do it now, you can hear all these micro sounds where the microphone will cut down on that. So like if I'm walking up or down or all around, you won't hear that as much. So, I was having issues with razors. You know, I have a ton of Schick titanium, and on top of Schick titanium, I got some of the other Schick, like the five blade ones, because I got tons of coupons, because there was a guy that bought them on sale, and what he did was, razors didn't change much, so he got a bunch of Mach 3s, and then with coupons, got them for like real cheap, and got like $1,000 worth of them, and stockpiled them, because they won't go bad. I'm like, that's what I did, and I have some I can probably sell if I need to, but I just every once in a while get some major irritation, like there's something wrong with the blades, and it's like slicing into me. So I decided, well, I've seen this Pawn Star razor, you know, the Micro Touch one, and when I was at Meijer considering buying it, which I think I got it, ended up getting it at CVS, I was watching videos and reviews on it, and granted, you got to learn how to shave a little bit differently because, you know, wet shaving, you know, getting your face really wet and then lathering up, but it works. I love it. But I use I use YouTube a lot just if I'm going to buy something. Let's see if it's any good. You know, like the iMag BC vape pen I got, I looked up reviews before I bought the thing, and I think I got another model because now you can change the temperature on it, but anywho, it's not bad. I love it for, it's fun to actually watch like CBS News is all over ABC's, with the local affiliates, so they have segments, some of them where they'll buy stuff and they'll see, does that thing really work that you buy on TV? And like my girlfriend just posted, she goes, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, I'm moving to Scotland. We're moving to Scotland. Right on. And y'all know what Scotland is, right? It's a place where men are men and sheep are scared. But I like YouTube just for a big thing for that fact, and especially now that you can almost, except for Garth Brooks, you can find almost any artist online. Anytime you find an original Garth Brooks on there, it'll be like 2 days, and then it's like taken off due to copyright laws and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, attach advertising to it. Case in point, bang. And my whole point is, I do this conversation by myself. I don't get a dime. You know, so upgrading or anything I do the show, I do on my own. So think about that as you listen to the great conversation and talking points I have and different things. You know, if you want to, you want to help the show or donate to the show, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, or if not, look me up on Facebook, Kyle Wolkout. I have a Bone Legumes page. There's a link on there, and you can buy a book for $22. It's my cookbook. And if you just want to donate, you can click on there, and in the special request, or just send me a question, hey, I bought one of the books, but that's just a $22 donation to help, you know, with the radio show, with anything you want to do to upgrade it, since you do this, because it's $39 a month for me to do this show like I do now with the hour and all that, but it's what I love to, it's something I love to do, it's a passion of mine, because I love watching election night and all this political stuff, and it's going to lead into my next segment, because so many people are proving to me right now that two wrongs don't make a right, and it all goes back to my where do we go from here point, because so many people, and I've said this many times, I'm probably driving a dead horse, but Well, look at how many times Barack Obama has played golf. He's played more than any president. Well, George Bush, he went and did all this. Okay, I'm waiting for the day that someone says, well, this is what George Bush did. This is what Barack Obama's doing to stop it. You know, everyone does the comment of, well, everyone takes a negative with a negative. Well, this is what this president did. Well, look at what he did. Because there was somebody that sent me this thing, well, look at this. Because the executive amnesty that Obama's shoving down our throat is going to give $3,000 bonus to any company for every person like that they hire. And no one can do this, so I won the bet. No one can tell me how you can identify an undocumented worker with no paperwork. So how can you know he's been here 5 years? You can't. Anybody that walks over across that border, I've been here 5 years. Okay, there you go. No questions asked. I need to see documents. He's an undocumented illegal. And this act is for those undocumented illegals. But then how do we know he's been here 5 years? You can't. That's the beauty of the law. It's not going to apply unless they have like a strict limit. Like, okay, this law is going to take effect for 3 months. And you have a 3-month period to say you're documented. You know, you've been here 5 years and fill it out. And after that, they're not doing it. Because after that, then, you know, that way it's not permanent. So people just keep crossing the border. And I've been here 5 years. I've been 5 years, you know. That way people just don't keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it forever and ever. You know? If it, who knows? But my point is, it was illegal. The president can't pass that law. It's unconstitutional. And what they do, they pull out of the woodwork. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt did an immigration type thing for, like, immigrants that came to this country. Not necessarily Mexicans, but immigrants in general. And he did an executive order with it and all this stuff. I'm like, well, is that wrong? If you believe that is wrong, then how does it make it right? If you believe that something that James Garfield did was unconstitutional or wrong, or should have been impeached because of it, then what makes it right for Obama to have done it? Well, look at these people that have done what Obama did. Well, just because these people did it doesn't make it right. Someone's got to eventually say, no, we're not gonna. We're gonna shut off the valve. Pardon me. Excuse me. But we're gonna cut off the gas. Okay. Well, see, there's a tube here. The gas is coming into the house. Eventually, someone's got to say, shut the gas off, because if you flip a switch, you're 99% likely to meet Jesus. And I'm sorry, but there ain't no Jimmy John that's going to get there fast enough to save you. Eventually, someone's got to turn that gas off and say, hey, enough's enough. I'm tired of, well, you bitching about Obama doing this? Well, this president did that. George Bush. I'm like, well, where did I say? And I actually went off on someone. I said, well, where did I say that what George Bush did, or Ronald Reagan did, or Nixon did, or Kennedy did, where did I say that that's right? It's not right. It wasn't right for them to do it. So why is it okay for Obama to do it? Why they didn't? But then again, immigration bills back in the day were for immigrants, you know, coming from Spain and Italy and France. They weren't 18 billion border jumpers that are just here for freebies, some of them. Not saying they all are. But when you go, when I had my ex-girlfriend, and I was having issues, I'm like, I want to see a doctor. Let me look into Medicaid. The one that you can get if you're my age, not the retirement. I think it's Medicaid. And you sit there and it's like, wait a minute. She has to be pregnant before we can qualify? I have three people working for me that are not even, that I guarantee you are illegal. And they're having all their kids and they're on this program. How can they be on this program if they're not legal? I'm legal and I can't. And, a born citizen can't even get on a program that an illegal can, and that's a really funny story. Sideline. 2.5, 3 weeks later, this guy came in, I told this story once before, I'm looking for so-and-so. Well, that's my dishwasher. No, he's not. He's me. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's been using my ID, done all this stuff, my social security card. He's taking credit cards out my name and all this stuff, and never saw him again. When you can't even get these benefits and you're a legal citizen and you have all these old foreign exchange students, I'm going to find a way to change my name every once in a while and like every 4 years claim I'm a foreign exchange student and get the money they get, because they get like a, almost like a thing where they get like a, like an EBD card for foreign exchange students and they get money so they can buy stuff. What do I sign up for the freebies and all the benefits that I should be entitled to since I'm paying taxes? Folks, gotta wake up. You know, and that's what I've gotten into with a couple people that are way left. I'm like, well, where does, and I finally wrote one of them. I said, where do two wrongs make a, where am I saying that this, I'm, when I post something like Obama did this or something, what I mean in general is it's wrong. It doesn't matter who did it. Because this one goes, well, look at what George Bush did. And so I thought Obama was about change. Excuse me? I thought Obama was about change. He's been the least transparent of any president, and he said he's going to be the most transparent. But the bottom line is, folks, and I told it, and I said this, I said, look, this is where we're at. Okay? But Obama would take out President Obama and put any person in there. That's wrong. Period. I'm so tired of people trying to justify a wrong with another wrong. Well, it's okay. Well, see, Obama, you're bitching at him? Well, I'd have been bitching at James Garfield if he was doing the same thing, if I was alive then. Like I tell people, and Melissa, my fiance will tell you this, when she was voting in Michigan, you have a choice between bad or worse. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. What do you want, bad or worse? yeah. And that's, we got to get, and I have a buddy, Malcolm, I'm trying to get him to that point and beyond. And I'm trying to, at least in my posts and things, I say, hey, because there was one where I had like this basketball owner said this racial comment and he's banned for life. Alex Stockton says racist comments and gets his own show. He goes, well, nice to see the tables turned. I'm like, well, first of all, what that NBA manager said was between him and his wife in their privacy of their bedroom. Everyone thinks in race. There's not one black person that hasn't got racist thoughts about them damn crackers. And there's not one white person that's never said anything about them black people, racism-wise. Everyone, I don't care what religion y'all think in race. Everyone does. But I told him, well, when is someone going to stand up? That NBA owner, it shouldn't even be an issue because what he said was in his bedroom. you know, his wife set him up. But let's say he said that in public. It wasn't right in public for him to say it. But it's not right for, if you think it's not right, then it's not right for Al Sharpton to do it, you know. Eventually someone's going to say, okay, well, I'm not saying get rid of freedom of speech. There are certain things that are not appropriate to say, or you shouldn't say. And that's basically where I'm going here. You know, I don't want to, no, I'm so, you know, he needs to be taken off there for saying this or that. Well, don't take away his freedom of speech. But also at the same time, there's some things you shouldn't say. You know, if you as a radio host, journalist, you know, we have a standard to set by. You know, there's no, I'm trying to, at least for this tiny program, is bring truth back to journalism. You know, to where if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You're going to sit there and you're going to call out this person just as much as that person. You know, all these people, oh, well, oh, the blacks are doing this and the blacks that, and, you know, like we're in the Civil War time or something. I mean, the Civil Rights, excuse me. Civil War, it's my history buff coming out. But when you look at everything that's going on, 123 or 32 blacks have been killed by cops, and over 300 whites have been killed by cops. And most of those have been justified, even though they don't believe it, no matter what the evidence says. It's racist if a white, if anybody kills a black that's not a black, it's racist. Whether it's an Asian, or Indian, or Canadian, Mexican. So, it's just, if there's a wrong, call the wrong. And you need to, and what you need to say is you need to say, hey, just to let you know, Obama's not the first one, and Fox has done that. This is not the first time this has happened. There was something similar back here, back there. And I try to, and as I finish up this little rant, I try to let people know that, hey, it's wrong on all levels. Period. I'm not saying, yeah, it's wrong that Obama did it, but if anyone else has done something similar, they shouldn't have. But then you need to go down and compare the two and say, okay, well, this person did this, this person did that. Okay, well, look at what this guy did. You know, this thing is going to kill 10 people. It's going to kill 1,000 people. But you're saying they're the same. If Obama's amnesty thing and everything it's going to do would have been passed 40 years ago, would they have gone for it? Meaning, you know, you got to compare apples to apples. Because, you know, if someone did it back in the day, it doesn't make it right if it's like what Obama did. But then back in the day, I guarantee you, it probably wasn't for all these illegal Mexicans. It was for immigrants, you know. We're all immigrants, folks. But for, like, the people that came here wanting to better themselves. That's all it is. We want to better ourselves. That's what we want to do. I want to feel like I can have that dream again. And not feel like, well, okay, well, how is the government going to stomp me down? Like, if you ever see those inflatable things that they have, like the houses and stuff that you inflate and they have, like, holes in them so that they, so that the air goes in as much as it goes out so it doesn't explode. It's hilarious. They used to, I don't know if they used to do a barter show where they, where these people in the show, all they do is they trade stuff. And they'll trade up to, well, I got this Starbucks mug, and from there I ended up getting a motorcycle, you know, after 30 trades or whatever. And they had this, like, grand opening hot air balloon thing. And so I was, man, this got holes in it. What the heck? And I'm like, well, of course they have holes in it. So when you turn the fan on, the air comes out at the same rate that it goes in. Because if not, the thing's just going to fill with air and break. I don't know if it breaks the fabric, but whatever. You know, it's commonsensical things that, that yes, that, that, you know, just, I don't know. And just, I guess my whole point in all this is, gotta make sure oranges are oranges, apples are apples. You know, having 50 million Mexicans becoming legal that are illegal, as opposed to, you know, several immigrants from out of the country, you know, I just want to have that dream again. To be able to feel like, well, how can I make it in this world? And I feel like, okay, well, I'm regulated by the government so much that, Lord help me. I don't want to go through all this BS regulation. Like for years, oh, you have to have antibacterial soap. You can't wash your hands in the kitchen with antibacterial soap. Now they found out, well, yeah, there's no difference. They cannot, they have to have documentable proof that antibacterial soap is better. Oh, but we were for years on this BS regulation. You must drink 8 glasses of water a day. Well, but why do you have to do that? Why? There's no documentation, scientific, anything behind that. I want to be the free nation we were brought up to be, not the regular nation, as I call it. You know. And enough about that, folks. If you ever say anything about anything that's going on, you know, like Obama doing this, or Harry Reid doing that, or even John Boehner, well, look at what this, if someone says, this is what this person did, remember, well, this person did that, well, ask them and say, well, then why is that right? And then what? Well, it was wrong for George Bush to do this. So why am I'm not saying it's wrong for Obama to do it. I'm saying it's wrong to do it, period. Or at least or say that. This is wrong to have been done, no matter who has done it, beyond Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or whatever. And like I say over and over again, Martin Luther King would not be with these clowns. He was not about violence. He was about equality for everyone. And that's where we're at. And as we move on, we're going to go to some segments I like to call positive stories. Things that will brighten your day. Now, if anyone has any last-minute Christmas ideas for me, I have one. I want my boss, Mr. Shirley. I want him brought right here from his happy slumber home over there in Mandy Lane. I want him brought right here with a big red ribbon on his head. I want to tell him what a good... I haven't seen Christmas Vacation yet this year. I got to do that. Probably wait till Melissa comes up and then we'll watch it. I haven't seen that yet. Had to get that little clip in. I love that movie. It's great. But with all this negative stuff, it's good to have some positives that we can go off of. And this is actually in our hometown, my hometown, Lafayette, Indiana, Tiffany County. It's gone on several years where people have gone to Walmart or Kmart or Target, and they've gone to pay off their layaway, and it's been paid. And some guy put like 10 grand and paid off like a bunch of people's layaways when they came in there. One of my friends on Facebook, she went to Kmart, I think it was, to get some of the toys and pick up some of the layaway for her kids. And she was in tears. Someone had paid for her layaway stuff. Emily Wentz. I've heard people have done that, like Party City will have, like, you know, some guy would just say, okay. Like the next 5 or 6 people that come in here that want a bouquet or whatever, you know, or like an arrangement or something, they pay for it. I've done that at Starbucks. I gave Tiffany $20 and said, I just want you to, I don't know how you can do this, but use this $20 and pay for the next 5 customers that come in or whatever, 4 customers. So it's kind of a fun thing to do. And around here it's happened several times where someone's paid off the layaways, and I think it's really great. Somebody put a gold eagle in the box, the Salvation Army, when they had the Bowlingers. And it was like $1,700 an ounce at the time. So that was really cool. And I'm going to move on to a really, 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 really cool story. I don't know if you've heard this, but the Canadian airline, WestJet, had 2 flights that were bound for Calgary, Canada. And when they were at the airport, 250-plus passengers did video conferencing with Santa, you know, kind of like giving the wish list what they wanted, and they didn't realize that there were like 107 WestJet employees going through and seeing where done what they want, and got all this stuff, and it got wrapped. And when they landed in the Calgary International Airport where they were headed, where Santa was, not only did they get their luggage, but everything they asked for was there. And this guy got, like, underwear and socks. And that's what they gave him. I mean, they didn't have no clue. Most of them thought it was a joke, you know, this little video conference. And they didn't, I mean, you know, somebody asked, well, I need a flight home. And they got a flight home. And it was, no one knew what it was. So, I mean, people were like, yeah, I need a Lamborghini, you know, Delario. You know, they just, most of them asked for, like, I need this or I need that. Or, I mean, so they didn't, it was done in a way that no one had the heads up to say, okay, yeah, I need a 5 ingots of gold. Yeah, the kilo bars, I don't know, 5 of them. You know, they couldn't have known. And I think that was, and, you know, just, even the guy that just got socks, it's probably, he was happy. He went like, well, you got to be kidding me. I knew I should have said, you know, a new Mustang or Corvette or, excuse me. But that's just, to see a company do something like that and give back, that's what these holidays are about. That's what the Christmas jars is about, where you take a jar, mason jar, and you fill up a change, and then you find a family that can really use the money, and you leave the jar at the door. I would knock on the door and say, here you go. But then, you know, it's just to see a company that come out, I'm sure it's publicity, because, well, I would want to fly WestJet right now just because of that, even though I don't live in Canada and probably my odds of me needing to use them would be slim enough, because it's probably just a carrier that mainly just goes probably like in Canada, maybe just like on the outskirts of Canada, you know, like the states touching it few more further. But I thought that was really, really, really cool. One thing I'm going to talk about, another amazing, amazing story. There's a cool website I actually found called happynews.com, and it's all happy stories. And I guess they do a thing on NBC Nightly News where it's making a difference, and they have like 20 of those clips in a playlist and all kinds of stuff. And it's just neat to see like a website devoted to all kinds of stuff that's happy and good and go lucky, and you know, if you ever want to get like some positives going on. And Scott Hamilton, as a coach, is a football coach at Paulding County High School. I think I said the right, Paulding County High School. And he wanted to give back to the team in a special way. And during the season, one kid is selected to be the player of the game. And every player of the game is a special needs kid person. And they get to ride the bus, they get to go to the gym and work out and, you know, hand them the towels, and they get a jersey, they get to sit on the side, they get to be on the sidelines, they get to help out a little bit. They're the first two people that run out of the field before the coach. They're the first two people that lead the team onto the field, or the one person. And this last time they had two kids. And they interviewed the moms, and it brought me to tears. And I know those, you have no idea what this means to me. You know, I mean, these people, they see their kid come out of this tournament. I mean, some of the parents probably aren't even at the game, you know, because it's just another football game for their son, you know. To see my son be able to run out of that tunnel with the football team and the smile on his face, you have no idea. I don't get to see that every day. That means the world to us, and he got to be in the weightlifting room when they did the weights, and when they had like the meetings, and when they sit down, they discuss plays, and they talk about the team, and you know, the meetings, they got to go through all that. And that was just, and he goes, I don't want to be known as Scott Hamilton, the coach. I want to be known as Scott, the good person. And that just, and it goes to prove what I always say, you know, this kid just want to be like everyone else, you know. I just want to be normal. I don't want to have pain. I don't want to have spasms. I just want to be like everyone else. That's those kids' dreams. And for one day, you know, they're going to get on the bus, you know, and for that 1 week, they get to do all the stuff with the team and be there. And not only does it change their lives, it changed the kids' lives, because the kids are now like, he's just like one of us, or wants to be like one of us. And when you, oh, I'm the jock, I'm the, you know, if it's cool, if the jock has no problem with the special needs kid, no one's going to have a problem, you know. Because I remember when I was in high school, like in 93, 92, we had two guys that had muscular dystrophies that were in the wheelchair, and they just wanted to be like everyone else, and we'd take turns racing them down, having races down the hallway with them, and they loved it. And man, I tell you what, it was fun. They're not alive anymore. The disease finally got to them. And I remember talking to the mom. I said they just wanted to be like everyone else, and they were at least when I went to school, it may be different. 99% of the people, they were equal. They weren't different. They were just like you or I, and they were treated as equals. It didn't matter who you were. Everyone liked them, and I guess I try to do this. Or I'm going to try to start doing some positive stories and things that are going on that you can sit there and go, huh, that's great. That's awesome, you know. That's encouraging, you know. I guess that's why I listen to Caleb a lot, because it's not negative. I mean, there's so much negativity in this world, and hatred. Love takes away hate, folks. Not hate. You're not going to solve violence with violence. People still try. I got about 7 minutes, 40 seconds left in the conversation, and I just want you to think about those three stories. The special needs kid. That coach ain't doing anything different. It's not changing his routine. He's not doing it because he has to. He's doing it because it's the right thing to do. Because it's going to have a ripple effect. And if you ever saw the movie Facing the Giants, the one guy goes to the coach when he was changing the philosophy of the team, he goes, I'm on board with what you're doing, and if these kids catch it too, it'll change their lives. In the movie, there's a segment where Mr. Bridges goes up to the coach, and he's like, Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. And behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word, not deny my name. And he goes, did you really come out and mean to tell me that? He goes, yes, I did. And he goes, I heard a story about two farmers, Grant. Both needed rain. Both prayed for rain. The one woman went out and prepared his fields to receive it. So do you think trusting God to send the rain? The farmer that planted his fields. Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You've got to prepare your field to receive it. And my whole point in this rant, not really rant, but what that coach is doing, he's going to change so many lives. Because if you take the football players who accept a special needs kid, and realize that they're just wanting to be like everybody else, they'll be able to, they'll go beyond school. Come on, sit and have lunch with us. Yeah, look. You know, as long as they're not, you know. Hey, we're going out with the team for dinner, the team is. Come and join us. Coach, I'm going to pay for it. It's going to expand. Okay? You can have a virus or bacteria expand in your body very fast. A parasite can expand in this country very fast. Why not make it a good parasite? Why not plant a good seed? So many things you can do that won't cost you a dime. That will change a kid's life forever or someone's life forever. Got 4 minutes left in the program, and I've been just trying to get better of today off and trying to get this. Because I feel good. It's just, I call myself the mucus man. Seems like it's one thing or another. You get this, and then that goes, and then you get this. It may not be a health issue, but this happens. Then you deal with that, and then it's almost like a cycle. Well, first it's my body, then it's my car, then it's this, then it's that, then it's just, no. I don't want any of that, no, you know, but it's just, It's life. You know? And it's just like with that airline company from Canada. WestJet. There were people like, well, if it was in their head, they kept it there. And I was going to say a car. The guy that got socks and shoes, he was grateful. It made their day. It's like publicity. I would use them just for what they did. Give back. Support them. You know, you do have a voice. You know, like this software that I bought. Oh, this antivirus software? Now everything, you don't buy anything. You just rent it. My wife, my eye works now. Oh, well, see, that's only for a year. You have to. I didn't pay $80 to buy a program to, after a year, have to pay again to use it. You know what? If they would have told me that, I wouldn't have bought it. And if a bunch of people say, I'm not going to buy it either, then they would have to change how they sell it, wouldn't they? But most people don't have a backbone. Won't stand up. Like when I went to my pain management appointment, she's like, that's the big dark. Yeah, those CBDs are helping me immensely. They're helping me immensely. And if I was a WestJet passenger, what do I want for Christmas? I already got the best Christmas gift of my life. My health. I'm on two legs. And I got the most gorgeous woman in the world. That's what Christmas is about. You know? Let's give thanks for all we have, and then we can run this the mall and have Santa Claus and tell him every little thing we want. You know, be grateful for what you have, because there are people that probably don't have as much as you do. And just know that God has a plan for every one of you. And whatever it is, you got to go through the eye of the storm. You know, like in the Bible, you know, it didn't always say that God avoided a hurricane. No. He made a hurricane, but he was there to pull you out. Thank you so much for tuning in from Indiana. God bless you. And until next week, have a great day. Goodbye.